Next application is case number 11569. The application of F. Dale Minor, south of Route 361A, Jefferson Bridge Road, approximately 350 feet west of Argyle Lane, and being more specifically Lot 2 of the Walker B. Carey subdivision, 911 address of 39500 Jefferson Bridge Road, Bethany Beach, with a tax map ID of District 134, map 17.07, parcel number 176, requesting a variance for the reduction in rear yard, side yard, and front yard setback requirements. To be more specific, they're requesting a 0.9-foot variance from the 10-foot required rear yard setback for a dwelling, requesting a 3.1-foot variance from the 15-foot required side yard setback for a corner for the dwelling, and requesting a 6.3-foot variance from the 40-foot required front yard setback for the dwelling. On this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive one mail return.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Lynn. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dale Minner, 423 South 2nd Street in Denton, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dale Minner. I'm here tonight with my wife, Candy, to testify in support of our application for variance in case 11569. We recently purchased 39500 Jefferson Bridge Road in Bethany. It's actually in the county just outside of the town lines there. We purchased this property at sheriff's sale in January of this year, and it's our understanding that the property has been vacant for 6 years, and we purchased what's shown on your plat there as lots 2 and 3, and lot 2 is the property that has the existing dwelling that you can see on the on the survey that's provided also. I want to thank Mr. Lank and his staff because we went to his office a number of weeks ago, and when they were most helpful explaining the process and the need to apply for this variance. As indicated on the survey provided and highlighted in yellow, the side yard setback and the rear yard setback issues. I didn't know at the time that the front yard setback was an issue. When we were meeting at the Planning and Zoning Board, it was obvious that the other two were. The need for the front yard and side yard variance results from the fact that the house and the garage have been built a few feet shy of the current setback requirements. The front yard setback relates to Jefferson Bridge Road, and the side yard setback relates to Argyle Road, so it's a corner lot. And those two variances affect the distance to the street and not the distance to a neighboring property. The need for the rear yard variance results from the fact that the current garage was built 9.1 feet from the property line of lot 3, which we also purchased. The shed, which was attached to the south end of the garage, extended 7 feet further into the setback, but has since been removed, and it's crossed out in red on your copy of the survey. That's not there anymore. As it stands now, the garage is just 10 and a half inches into the 10-foot setback. That's pretty close. It's our belief that the granting of these variances, which result from the placement of this house and garage, which were built in the mid-1970s, will have no negative impact on any of the neighboring or nearby properties. We took it upon ourselves to mail a letter explaining the need for this variance, for these variances, to the owners of the property that we thought were in the 200-foot notice requirement. I guess maybe the same people that Planning and Zoning sends a letter to. We reached out and sent a letter to those folks also. We've not heard back from any one of them, except for a neighbor who actually worked over while we were down there working on the property, and talked to me for a little while about it, and expressed no concerns with the request for the variances. That's the only thing we've heard back. And if I might address the standards,
yes,
I
sir.
Guess, at this time.
If you would, please.
Thank you. I do think that there is a uniqueness to this property in the fact that even though Lot 2 is a relatively large lot for that area, it's about 73 feet by 111 feet, but the house that was built sometime around 1973, 74, is not in compliance with the current setback requirements. I don't know if these setback requirements even existed at the time it was built. And as far as I know, and as far as we can tell by having spent some time there now working on the house, the footprint of the house and garage has not changed since the time that it was originally built, except for the addition of that shed, which, like I said earlier, has already been removed. This leaves the south wall of the garage is now 9.1 feet from the property line of Lot 3. And it would be an issue, I think, because the existing garage is actually a brick structure, and the south wall, since it's only 10.5 inches into the setback, it'd be very difficult to move that wall and have to reconstruct the roof as well.
Mm-hmm.
As to the possibility of development, Lot 2 is currently already developed. We're not looking to build anything. In fact, we reduced it a little bit when we removed that shed. And it would be very difficult to change the structure itself. Not only is the garage a brick garage, the house is a brick building as well. So moving it would seem like an improbability. As it relates to question three, we certainly didn't create this issue. The property, again, was built sometime in the early to mid-70s, and we have no intention of changing it in a way that would impact the variances at all. As to question four, effect on the surrounding areas, it certainly would have no impact that I can see on the neighborhood. This neighborhood is entirely residential. Jefferson Bridge Road connects Route 1 to Kent Avenue, right there by Wilgus on Route 1 and Jefferson Bridge, all residential properties once you turn the corner. And then Argyle Lane, the other lane there, has about maybe 10 houses. So it's all residential in both directions on each of those streets. And certainly this will not affect that, will not change the nature of the area. And actually the only adjacent piece of property to where the variances are being requested is Lot 3 that we already own. So the other line that has an adjacent property, we don't have a variance issue on that side. So then lastly, I guess, as it relates to number five, will the variance represent the least modification possible? And again, I think it would, because it seems to be the only feasible way to try to be in compliance. And moving the building or even restructuring the building seems like an impossibility. Thank you.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for addressing the standards. You did a very good job on it, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll start out with any questions for Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Rickenbacker.
As you stated, you did a good job. No question.
Very good job. Mr. Wharton.
No questions.
I have no further questions, Mr. Trump.
Just one.
Okay.
I see Lot 2 and Lot 3. I take it they're going to remain subdivided. They're going to be separate lots still.
Yeah, my understanding of the history of it, of course, the Walter B. Carey subdivision in 1967, I think it was, they were created as individual lots, and at some time in between, they were combined into one deed, but had always remained, you know, they haven't changed the lines of them or anything like that. right now it's currently tract one and tract two. Tract one is lot two and tract two is lot three in the deed. But yeah, the purpose would be the possibility of having them separate lots.
Okay. All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, you've so stated and so have I that the applicant has addressed the standards and done a very good job.
Indeed.
In addressing the standards, the uniqueness of the property is apparent with the 40-foot, there's a 40-foot frontage on this lot when it's created, and the shape of the lots are, of course, makes this a unique lot. There is a possibility, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, so stated, and that's been addressed by the applicant. And the exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. I believe the applicant stated he purchased the property with these violations. And also the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And the request of variance is a minimum that will afford relief. And I believe the request of variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,569. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,569 is approved.
Thank you all very much.